Speaking of basketball, we have the 2022-2023 NBA season coming up. What are your predictions for the East and the West, and any rookies you're expecting to kind of have a breakout season?
In the making, I mean, I could go with the favorites. I think Milwaukee is probably going to be dangerous with Chris Middleton coming back from injury, and Giannis is going to be Giannis. Golden State is going to be Golden State. Memphis is on the rise. I'm not so sure if Phoenix's window has maybe closed a little bit. I don't know. I'm staying away from Philly and Brooklyn until, you know.
So all of that kind of dies down.
Yeah. Miami's a really, really good team. But until we have, you know, training camp and you know, things shake out with the college kids. I mean, I know you just had summer league. Shakes out. I hate making predictions because it's like a prediction made out of the air and it's not based on anything, you know?
That's fair enough. That's fair enough. I don't know if you might have guessed. I'm a Celtics fan just coming out of from New England.
Oh, yeah.
I'm very excited for our new, you know, acquisitions and whatnot, and our rookies. So just coming off of that finals run, they had no experience coming into that. And just I'm curious to see what, you know, Ime has done over the summer to kind of build the players up and kind of go for another run. Hopefully we'll see.
Did a fantastic job last year. My son's a big Celtics fan. But, you know, the Celtics have been knocking on the door for years.
Yes.
It was good to see finally some fruit of that with them making the finals. But I wanted more from Boston.
Mm-hmm.
And so far, I've just got one trip to the finals. So I'm a little gun shy on Boston.